With SRN Sports, I'm Bernie Bennett. Steph Curry needs a break, and Warriors coach Steve Kerr is going to make it a priority to find some rest for his superstar. 2 games after becoming the first player in NBA history to reach 4,000 three-pointers, and 3 days after his 37th birthday, Curry struggled to find his shooting groove in a 114-105 loss to the undermanned Denver Nuggets. Utah aims to stop its 10-game skid when the Utah Jazz plays Washington. Wednesday's meeting is the first this season for the squads. Utah is 8-26 at home, and Washington is 8-26 on the road. In the NBA Monday, New York beat Miami, Detroit beat New Orleans. We saw in overtime, Houston beat Philadelphia, and also in overtime, Indiana beat Minnesota. Chicago beat Utah, Portland beat Washington, Phoenix beat Toronto, and Sacramento beat Memphis. This is SRN Sports. The Major League Baseball season kicks off Tuesday night at the Tokyo Dome, while Shohei Ohtani and the defending world champion Los Angeles Dodgers face the Chicago Cubs. It's the first of a 2-game series and features 5 Japanese players: Ohtani, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, and rookie Roku Sasaki each pitch for the Dodgers, while the Cubs have outfielder Seiya Suzuki and left-handed pitcher Shota Imanaga. The two MLB teams have been in Tokyo for several days, playing exhibition games against 2 Japanese teams. All 4 exhibition games had a capacity crowd of roughly 42,000. A similar atmosphere is expected for the 2 MLB games. The NCAA will abandon a rule that stops athletes from negotiating potentially lucrative endorsement deals before enrolling in a specific college. Tennessee Attorney General Jonathan Scarametti said as he announced a proposed settlement in a lawsuit over the policy. Scarametti announced the deal Monday. Roy McIlroy has won the Players' Championship in a 3-hole playoff against J.J. Spaun that lacked any real drama. It was the first Monday finish in 3 years because of a 4-hour rain delay on Sunday. This is SRN Sports.